Markets closed higher for the week as investors balanced optimism over a US-Iran peace agreement against a more hawkish debut from Fed Chair Kevin Warsh. Last week's biggest catalyst came from the Middle East, as stocks rallied after the US and Iran announced a peace agreement that would reopen the Strait of Hormuz, sending oil prices lower and lifting risk appetite. Attention was also on the US Fed, who kept rates unchanged as expected. However, the Fed removed its easing bias and policymakers signaled a greater likelihood of another rate hike this year, pushing yields higher. Other central banks also met last week, with both the UK and Australia keeping rates unchanged as expected, while Japan hiked rates by 25 basis points. Looking at the week ahead, investors will be focused on US inflation, AI-related earnings, and progress on the Middle East agreement. US core PCE report, or the Fed's preferred inflation metric, is expected to rise to 3.4% and will provide the latest reading on US inflation. Final US GDP reading and durable goods orders are also due on Thursday, while consumer sentiment and inflation expectations are due on Friday. In the UK, focus will be on politics as Prime Minister Keir Starmer is said to announce his departure and transfer power to Andy Burnham, paving the way for Britain's seventh leader in a decade. On the earnings front, Micron reports on Wednesday, and as one of the biggest beneficiaries of the AI boom, Micron's outlook for memory demand and data center spending could have implications across the semiconductor sector. Investors will also be watching events from Nvidia and Qualcomm for fresh commentary on AI trends. Turning to South Africa, inflation came in below expectations, rising to 4.5% year-over-year. While this was the largest increase since July 2024, lower-than-expected food inflation helped offset the impact of higher fuel prices. Retail sales was also softer than expected, as growth slowed to 1.3%, highlighting ongoing pressure on consumer spending. In the week ahead, focus turns to the second quarter consumer confidence on Tuesday for further insight into household sentiment, and PPI on Thursday, which is expected to accelerate to 6.7%. On the corporate front, Standard Bank kicked off banking sector updates, reporting resilient operational performance and reaffirming guidance despite challenges stemming from the Middle East conflict. We expect further updates from major banks this week. That's it for now. Have a great week.